successful alumni weekend in the books as Eastern Michigan gets the win over Northern Illinois, now joined by head coach Rob Murphy. And what a tremendous weekend it was to have so many faces of EMU great past come back and celebrate your team, and more importantly, come away with a victory as well.
Yeah, it was great, Greg. Had a tremendous weekend. It was good to see all the old faces. Anytime you can bring back six decades of former student athletes who were very impactful and instrumental in building this program, it's a great thing. It was good to spend time with Coach Bryan. Obviously, the great Earl Boykins was such an inspiration to talk with him, but more importantly, to talk to our team as well after the ball game. And then to play well enough to get a victory. We have been up and down, so we wanted to take the next step in the second half of the MAC season to have some success. We were able to do that with the defeat of Northern Illinois, so just looking forward. We want to keep getting better and continue to build off of the win we just had.
When you have a guy like Earl that's able to come back, somebody that a lot of people said can't make it in the NBA, can't make it in the MAC, you're too short, can't this and that, and he's gone out and proved all doubters and has a message that for your guys, everybody says stacked against him, can't happen, and then you can prove him wrong.
Well, he hit a lot of points, and the most importantly thing he said was he talked about mindset, the heart, and having belief and consistency within everything you do, and those are the things that we teach and preach every day. But to have someone come back that is proven at the high school, college, and professional level, that wore the same uniform that these guys are wearing now, and as he stood there and talked to the guys, looking at Earl being 5'3", 100 and maybe 30 pounds, to be able to be competitive and be one of the best players to ever play in the MAC, spend 12 years in the NBA, 13 years professionally, just shows his mindset, his heart, his determination, his commitment, and you have to have a lot of consistency in your life, and that's some of the things that he touched on when he talked to the team. So, but with all the other student athletes as well, even throughout my career here, and in year eight, it was good to see the guys come back who helped me lay my foundation, and the guys that I continue to teach and preach about while continuing to build this program. And can't thank Scott, Dan, and Britta enough for overseeing this project, making sure it was a great weekend, and I'm extremely thankful that they put it together.
Coaching a world that it's such tight-knit people, having Coach Braun, having Coach Waters, having Coach Ramsey as a guy that you took over for here, come back and help you, I'm sure that is an immensely useful resource as well.
Yeah, it's amazing because when I was in high school, I was able to watch Coach Braun's teams play. Little-known fact, I signed here to play football, but it ended up being in love with basketball, so I was very in tune to what was going on with Eastern the past 25 years. So to watch his teams play, to get to know him when I was young, and throughout my coaching career, he was always a person that I can talk to. And then Coach Waters and Coach Ramsey in particular, when I was at Syracuse, I can remember getting a big job and Coach Ramsey kind of pulling me in and helping me with the ins and outs of being a high-level assistant in a high-level program. And then he went on to become a head coach, and then I was able to take over here, and he continued to support me along with Coach Waters. And it's been several coaches that have been mentors throughout my life, and those three guys in particular helped impact my coaching career at different times, and I'm very thankful for their continued support.
In terms of the game, it was a nip and tuck game, back and forth. For the NIU not having Eugene German, how did that change game plan, and also how did it also allow Paul Jackson to go off there in the second half for 20 of his 23?
Yeah, well, for us, our game plan didn't change. We wanted to keep them out of transition. By Eugene not playing, helped us in that regard, but I thought we did a good job of keeping them out of transition. I thought in the first half we turned the ball over a little too much, allowed them to get some early breakouts and get some early offense. But I challenged our guys at halftime, in particular Paul Jackson, because he's the key to our success. If he's playing extremely well on both ends of the floor, more importantly, being a leader, we're a really good basketball team. And I thought the last 10 minutes he controlled the game. He played really high-level defense. He continued to motivate the guys throughout the second half. But even with his play and the decision-making, when it was time to pass, he made great passes. When it was time to score, he delivered. And that was the reason we were able to win the basketball game. So extremely thankful for his competitive nature, continuing to believe in what we're trying to do. And as he goes, we go. So we're looking forward to build on his success along with our team's success.
After a tough week the week before, how good of a time did that midweek bye come for you, this club?
Well, it was great, Greg, to be honest with you. We had a chance to take a few days off. which provides some rest. Those guys were able to focus on academics and making sure that that was in order early in the week. And then when you come back to practice, you're able to have a little longer practices because you know, you're a little bit more rested. You've gotten your treatments. So we were able to, you know, practice for a little bit longer, but more importantly, go back to the fundamentals, talk more about the details in which we teach. And because of that, in those few practices that we were able to practice on the floor earlier, we were able to execute a little bit more. And then we went over situations, late game situations, because we hadn't been great in those situations. And against Northern Illinois, I thought the last 5 minutes, we did some great things, which is a credit to our staff who's continued to work with these guys each and every day, but more importantly, the team being focused enough to dial in to understand the importance of closing out games, and I thought it was beneficial in that regard.
With half the MAC schedule complete right now, if the season ended today, you'd be on the road in that first round, but a way to make up some hay as you head through this stretch coming up. You're on the road at Ohio on Tuesday. I know you're getting ready to leave here in a little bit, but it's a Bobcat team that's scuffled a bit in the years, but always a tough place to play in Athens after a lengthy road trip.
Yeah, well, this team is a really good basketball team. They play good defense. They're always tough at home. Road wins are hard to come by, so we have to make sure we go down to Athens and execute on both ends of the floor. More importantly, be patient on offense, share the ball, and you do that by setting good screens, making sure your spacing is in order, and when you get fouled, we have to go to the foul line and deliver our free throws. And obviously we have to play good defense, and you just do that by consistently preparing the way we've prepared, believing in what we're doing, and I think we'll be in great shape. But hopefully, you know, obviously we have Ohio, but then we have to go back and play a really good Kent State team, in which we beat here a month ago as well. So this will be a tough week for us. We're going to try to steal both games. We have the mindset of we want to just continue to fight. Other teams will beat up on each other. If we do what's in our control, and that's win, we can climb back to the top of the conference, and that's what we're looking forward to do.
Best of luck this week on the road. We look forward to catching back up with you next week and getting ready for back some from home some basketball.
All right, sounds good, Greg. Thanks for having me.